Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking at the topic of being thankful for changing seasons. Kind of fitting that it falls today, given the changing seasons that I've felt here in northern Indiana. They tell me that outside this morning, my truck will be covered with frost and I will need to scrape the windshield. A few days ago, I was out in a kayak, 70-some degree weather here locally, and the seasons have definitely changed for the time. When I wrote this devotion a year ago, I was on my way to International Conference on Missions and had taken a couple detours. I was running late. The changing seasons had caught up with me that day. It had snowed overnight before I left and I had extra work to do before I could leave. But then as I traveled, the setting sun caught my eye and took me on a detour off of the interstate to try to photograph it. And after that, a light in my rearview mirror caught my eye again. And this time it was the moon rising over the opposite horizon, and bringing yet another detour to do some photographing. But as I considered that and eventually got to my hotel for the night, I was reminded of God stating that the moon marks the seasons, that the sun knows when to go down. And this idea of, I'm thankful for changing seasons because of the variety it brings. Yes, I get tired of some seasons more than others. I enjoy the beauty of a fresh snow, but I get tired of when the cold hangs on for longer than I think it ought to, or the snow piles up deeper than I want to shovel. I'm thankful for fall and the beautiful colors that it brings. I'm thankful for summer, and at least most of the time, if I have outside work and it's over 100 degrees consistently for a few days, then I'm beginning to question that thankfulness and just the growth of springtime. But I believe any one of those seasons, I would be disappointed if that's all I got. And I know there are places in the United States, places in this world where the changing seasons don't seem to be so dramatic. But for me, and I write this in the devotion, knowing that the changing seasons are brought about by God's design. One of the difficulties in photographing the sunset and the moonrise on that particular night was a lot of clouds. Now, the fun part about clouds and a sunset is that it adds texture, it adds color. If they're the right kind of clouds, if they're in the right quantity and not overpowering. And sometimes it's just catching the sun as it drops between clouds. It peeks out through the openings. The same was true with the moon, but it made me think about a God who has created the sun and moon with a purpose. And because of His creation, because of His design, because of His command, they do what they're supposed to do. And they do that whether I can see them or not. Whether the clouds obscure my view or whether it's a clear sky. And it reminds me of a God who has purpose for every piece of His creation, including you and including me. And the changing seasons also remind me that whether I see that purpose clearly or not does not diminish its reality. And whether the clouds of this world obscure our view of our own purpose, whether it obscures our view of the purpose of one another, it doesn't diminish the fact that God has created us with a purpose. And I think He makes it clear that the overriding purpose is to bring glory to Him. And the uniqueness of every one of us is designed to glorify God. It's designed to glorify God in a way that others may not be able to, because that's not what they were designed to do. You see, as I consider the topic today and being thankful for changing seasons, not only is it a reminder of a God who has created with purpose, but a God that delights in variety. That we don't all have to be the same, because we can't all be the same. We weren't created to be the same. We were created to fulfill our piece of this life in a way that glorifies God. You see, it happens occasionally that we'll have a Christmas day that's 60, 70 degrees. And while there are those that celebrate that and are excited and think it's wonderful, for the most part, people here in northern Indiana really miss it if there's not snow at Christmas time. Oh, the next day they may be praying desperately that the snow is gone, but there's something about that day, that season, that time where snow feels appropriate here in these northern climates. I suspect the same would be true on the 4th of July if it would snow, like a real big, heavy snow. Some may think, wow, this is exciting, and it, excuse me. It's one of the issues of drinking grapefruit juice to start the day. Sometimes it bites me back. And while the snow on the 4th of July would be refreshing, it would be unique, it just wouldn't be the same. Your family picnic would be a little bit different. The day at the beach would be a little strange. And while there are these abnormalities of nature that I think sometimes God does just to show the weather people, the meteorologists and all of those really aren't in charge, for the most part, the changing of the seasons follow a general pattern that has been established by God. And today, as we pray and as you seek God, ask God to help you recognize, value the uniqueness of not only each season of nature, but to think about each season of life. As I look back over my life, and it's longer than some people's and shorter than others, there are definite seasons that I've lived through. definite changes that have taken place in the way I approach things, the way I view things, the way things affect me. And sometimes we do everything in our power to fight those changing seasons of life. And yet we've not really been able to stop it from happening. And whatever season of life that you're in, whether you're young and single, whether you're newly married, whether you're a part of a young family, whether your children are teenagers or you're empty nesters or you're all alone as a widow or widower, your season of life is kind of part of the progression of life. And while there's elements within each one that we're probably not very thankful for, there ought to be a thankfulness of that progression. And especially if we're living it in a way that is bringing us closer and closer to God as that progression takes place. As we live with greater knowledge, greater awareness, greater humility, knowing that God marks the seasons, the changing of times. And He does so with all knowledge, with all wisdom. He does so in a way that brings glory and honor to Him if we allow that to happen. Well, He gets the glory and honor regardless. It's just whether we notice it, whether we pay attention. And so today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to think about your favorite season. Your favorite season of nature, and be thankful to God for the changing seasons, the variety that allows that particular one to be your favorite. And to think about the seasons of life that you've been in and those yet to come. And be thankful that God's presence is with you throughout any of those seasons. That even in the seasons where you feel the most alone, you're not. God will always be there. And as you pray, consider the value that every person that you will meet today has. Not a value because of what they've done or can do or will do, but a value they have because they've been created by the same God who created you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so complete and so incredible. And Father, as we pray today about the being thankful for changing seasons, I think about the change in the weather that we're experiencing where I'm at, and from warm and sunny days to cold and cloudy days. And yet somehow the change makes me appreciate more the parts that I enjoy best. But Father, I'm thankful that these changing seasons come about by Your design. That as You have stated in Your word about the moon marking the seasons, the sun going down when it's supposed to, it's all because You have set it to do that. And Father, may that always remind every one of us that You created with a purpose. And not just the parts of nature, but each person on this earth you have created. And as different and as unique and as wonderful as each one of us are, we are even more complete when we align ourselves with you in order to accomplish your purposes. And Father, even when the clouds of this world, the haze of confusion that exists in this world obscures our view, may we be confident that every person has value because of who they are. Not necessarily even who they are, but whose they are. Who made them? And that's you, Father. And Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our communities. As they are in these early stages of life and have yet to see the seasons of life to come, I pray that the foundation that is being built within them through our example, through our teaching, through our encouragement, through our training and correction, through all of the things that we're providing and we're gaining from you, may they be better prepared for the seasons of life. Because of the wisdom that we've gained through our seasons of life. Father, as I pray, I think of those that are perhaps in a season of life right now that they don't like. Maybe it's a season of frustration, of feeling alone, of not knowing who they can trust and who really loves them. Not even sure if anybody does. And I pray that your presence, not simply through your Spirit, but by the power of your Spirit, would be felt by them as you draw people to them to feel their needs as we point and share and be Jesus. Father, for those that are in a season of life where it's just busyness, perhaps it's busyness with the children and homes, perhaps it's busyness of work that just seems to never end. Perhaps it's busyness of caring for loved ones. Whatever it is, Father, I pray that we would always find time to be still and know that you are God. That we would recognize the strength and energy that we need for these seasons of busyness comes from you. That we would draw close to you to recharge and to be ready for the work that needs done. Father, there are those that are in a season of life of uncertainty, trying to figure out what their life ought to look like by now, trying to figure out what it is that you have created them to do, trying to figure out if they have any purpose at all. And Father, I pray for those that are in this season of uncertainty that you would be near to them in a way that they know their value, and that they know it is a great value because you created them. Father, may you fill them with the courage to not only listen to you and to spend time in your word, but to step out and to love people and find a purpose and a meaningful part of life by sharing you with others in ways that maybe only they can. Father, for those that may be in a season of life of contentment, and I hear that's possible, I pray that you would bless them with the motivation to love people well, that a spirit of contentment within us would not lead to complacency, but it would push us forward and it would draw us to help and to serve in humility, especially those that need to learn the lessons that we've learned. Father, as we live in a time of uncertainty, which has been true in all of the times that have existed, may we be thankful for seasons of change. Oh, not changing things just for the sake of changing them, but the seasons that change by your design. And may we look forward to the things which are new, the things which are fresh, the things that build on what we've already experienced. And Father, as we live life thankful for the changes of the seasons of life, thankful for the changes of the seasons of nature, may we constantly praise you for being the one who holds all things, who gives value to all things because you have called them into being. And in doing so, may we lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.